The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell, live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything about your health that you'd like to talk about. Give us a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Perhaps you've had a problem and you've done things to try to make it go away and you haven't had the opportunity, or everything that you've done has failed. So here's what you do. You call 888-630-9625 and you ask the question, and we'll see what we can do to make a difference for you from a natural point of view. You know, those pesky drugs and potential surgeries that you've been told that may be down the pike for you. Well, let's show you a different way, because as long as you're breathing, your body has the opportunity to heal. We have a special program for you, one that I think is very timely, considering that May is dedicated to military members and their families, those who serve us, and we truly appreciate what they do for us to allow us to have the lifestyle that we do. But in studio with me, and going to be your presenter this coming Thursday night at the Core Concepts Chiropractic Office in Ashburn, none other than Dr. Leonard Poe. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's wet outside. It's raining.
It is. We needed it.
Well, the flowers have to have it, and we have to wash the pollens away so we can feel better. And
that's the biggest thing, yeah.
It is. A lot of people are suffering very, very badly. We have a topic that, you know, you and I have gone back and forth with many times, and it's one that may be not fully understood, and that's going to be the topic that you'll present this Thursday evening at 7 p.m. at the Ashburn office. What we're talking about is brain-based trauma and PTSD, and this opens up a Pandora's box of all kinds of things, because there's overlapping symptoms. So, you know, we know that military comes back and they say, well, you have PTSD. We know somebody who's been exposed to emotional insult can end up with PTSD. But brain trauma as well, from a lot of different sources. So let's start in the beginning. What are we talking about? I want to get into the symptoms that people don't realize that they're carrying that relate to either injury patterns or this thing that we call PTSD.
Right. So let's talk first. When we talk about things like traumatic brain injury, which I'll abbreviate TBI a lot of times, that's generally how you hear it. You can have massive, you know, dramatic brain injury at some point in time. An open head injury type wound from a bullet, from, you know, falling off a building, cracking open your skull. You can have those things. And those cause immediate damage. And that's obvious and frank. And then what you can have these other mechanisms of brain injury as well. You can have toxicity in the brain. You can have a lack of oxygen in the brain, stroke, tumors, all sorts of concussive injuries, which are probably the most common kind of TBI that you'll find. And you start getting these little injuries over time, and it starts degrading the brain. And when it does that, it alters how you perceive the world, how you act. And lots of times people don't even realize it, because it's an internal mechanism in the brain.
Well, the symptomological representation, if you will, the symptoms are varied. Everything from
what's vast,
you know, headaches,
sure,
numbness, ocular disturbances, hearing losses, nausea. We're thinking on the same line today.
Nausea, changes in personality, brain fog. You know, these are little things that I'll notice with patients when they come in. You know, either, you know, poor memory. A big thing is when they, you know, you fill out patient forms and you look at their handwriting, and you see a degradation of the handwriting a lot of times. All sorts of little things. And lots of times, like you said, lots of times people don't even know it's happening. They're little things. Or we make excuses. You know, I'm getting old, or this or that. And, you know, those things are not okay.
Yeah. You know, what do you expect for your age, right?
Yeah.
As I've said many times, I don't know about anybody else, but I 100 miles an hour fully until I'm not here anymore. And unfortunately, we buy into that diagnosis and it builds over a period of time. But, you know, the symptoms, you know, even bad taste in the mouth, loss of smell. You know, years ago, as you know, I had two major accidents. One was I hit my head coming off an escalator in Las Vegas on a marble pillar. And that's a whole different story. And no, I wasn't drinking. And the other one was we had a head-on accident where Sue and I were coming from our godson's house. And after that, I lost a lot of my smell. And because the smell centers, the olfactory centers, were damaged, where they were irritated, and they took a long time. So we don't correlate necessarily these relationships. In studio, it's a pleasure to have Dr. Leonard Poe with me. He will be presenting an evening for you on a very interesting concept of brain-based trauma, but also PTSD. And you really have to understand that this presents itself in so many different ways. It's 7 o'clock this Thursday evening, May the 17th. We'd love to have you as a guest and to learn as much as you possibly can. He has a tremendous insight in the neurological pathways of the body. You know, the brain-based trauma is significant. And as you said, Dr. Poe, it can happen in so many different ways. Let's talk a little something very simple that people don't even think about. You know, you ask a patient, you know, have you ever been in an accident? And most of them think about accidents as being severe.
Big ones. Yeah.
But maybe they were just hit from behind at 5 miles an hour, 10 and miles an hour.
Those are the worst. When you look at, when you kind of chart out the amount of damage a person takes versus the speed of the impact, you have this big upswing to a certain point. And what that certain point is the crush factor of a car. You ever seen a NASCAR race when a car crashes? That car it's ripped apart, right? And it's designed to do that because those pieces flying off the car, that's where all the energy is being dispersed from the accident. So you get in a little 5 mile an hour, you know, fender bender, that energy doesn't go into crumpling the car. That energy goes into you. So you actually take more impact up to a certain point, and then you get that crush factor of the bumper and everything else, and that energy gets dispersed there, and the injury drops down a little bit, and then it goes back up as the severity accident starts to occur again.
You know, interesting statistically, it says that, you know, at 12 miles an hour, 13 miles an hour, the impact to the car, and if the car doesn't crumple, there's a straight line of linear acceleration of injury, and it goes to the occupant, as you said.
Right.
And then what happens, it climbs all the way up the spine. It goes from five gravitational units of impact. By the time it gets to the neck, it's fully at five. And when you correlate that, a fighter pilot, a jet pilot in combat will pass out if they're at six gravitational units. So it's significant when it comes to the brain. My guest in studio, Dr. Leonard Poe, he will be your presenter this Thursday evening at 7 p.m. at the Core Concepts Chiropractic in Ashburn. And what you need to do to register for that, go to Core2 Chiropractic, that's C-O-R, the number 2, Chiro.com. Core, the number 2, Chiro.com. And there's a sign that says brain-based trauma, PTSD, Thursday, May 17th. And just click the number. It says register now. Get it done. You can also call the office directly and make that happen. This is going to be a very interesting evening, and he'll show you the pathways that are affected and what takes place and so forth. So this patient, let's talk about this injury, kids falling on their backs, you know, bumping their heads, and we put up with because that's our society. We don't get things checked out. We have these injuries that begin to accumulate over a period of years, if you will. So we have these symptoms that we talked about. And all of a sudden, also, we get learning disability problems as a result of these symptoms. Mm-hmm. How are all these brought together? What part of the brain, what's being injured that is causing this to occur?
So whatever the mechanism of injury we're talking about here, it's not the skull. And that's kind of what we tend to think about because we're visual and we like to see things. So, you know, is there injury to the skin, to the skull, things like that? It's not the skull itself. It's the brain hitting the inside of the skull. And essentially, it's like bruising the brain. So that brain gets sloshed back and forth, and that's why a car accident can cause it. That's why, you know, heading a soccer ball can cause it. You know, any kind of injury where the brain gets sloshed around inside and smacks the hard interior of the skull, you're going to get some bruising and you're going to get some, it's called terminal neuronal death, but you're going to get depolarization of the cells in the brain, and you're going to get some degradation, and you're going to lose some information that's stored there.
You know, it's a very interesting field when you talk about brain and neurology, because it's like the next frontier.
It's incredible. It's crazy. You know, if you're sitting out there, you know, look around and listen and smell, and you're taking in all this information. You're seeing all these colors. You're seeing all these shapes. And somehow your brain is able to take that and make perceptions about it and tell you what your environment, tell you everything that's going on around you. And it's just a bunch of tissue and chemicals. And it's amazing how it's able to do that. It's really one of the neatest. We still don't understand so much about the brain.
No,
it's such a neat thing.
We're just getting into the area of really beginning to appreciate. We know the brain is plastic, meaning that it can be remolded.
Sure. You can retrain those areas that have been damaged.
Totally. Years ago, they said that if you lose cells in the brain, they're done, they're gone forever. We know now that they actually can replicate themselves.
It takes a long time, but it can, yeah.
It can be brought back. So here's an opportunity. You know, regardless of what the situation is, think back through your history. Have you had an injury? Have you had any blows that were never accommodated for? You know, were you ever checked out structurally, or did somebody just give you a drug? And now here's the other thing, and we'll talk about that for a second. Patients typically, you know, they get into a small bump or lump or whatever, and the physician writes a prescription, right? Anti-inflammatory, pain pattern, good or bad?
Well, I would say bad.
Good. You answered the question correctly. So, but what happens? What does that do to suppress the?
Well, because part of the problem is that when you start covering up symptoms and you don't know that you have them, you can't do anything about them. That's the number one thing. Or you end up injuring yourself worse because pain is a way for your body to say, hey, there's something wrong here. You need to do something about it. So you cover those things up and you don't get anything fixed.
So here's an interesting concept. We have injury. The body goes into an automatic repair process. And so I'm going to touch upon things that are related to memory patterns and Parkinson's and MS and so forth. We have this amyloid formation.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do in the brain?
The plaquing?
Yes.
Itself? Well,
yes.
The plaquing's in it. It's not brain tissue. You're changing it, so you're not getting the same neurochemistry produced that you should. So you're talking about something like a Parkinson's patient, the substantia nigra, which is a part of the brain that makes dopamine, which is one of your neurotransmitters. When you get plaquing in there, you don't make the amounts of dopamine you need, and then your body doesn't have that there to initiate the function that it's for. So in Parkinson's, that dopamine goes into the motor pathway, so you see people with tremors, that flexion extension tremor that goes back and forth.
Dopamine is tranquilizing to the brain.
Correct. So people can't move. They start having memory problems. And that has layovers in all sorts of other areas of the brain at the same time. You'll see other changes in your neurochemistry. You'll see shifts in things like GABA and glutamate. You'll see shifts in serotonin, all sorts of things.
This is an amazingly fascinating subject. It's one that we're beginning to understand how to repair it. And the tools are in the natural world. So if you're suffering from any kind of I don't know where it came from type of situation in all the things we're talking about. Pain is just one of them. You can have global pain, full body pain.
Sure.
Because of that. We're coming up to a break. We're going to get back into this topic in very specific situations. Give us a call, 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, Dr. Leonard Pope. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. We're in studio today. It's wet outside and kind of gloomy, but you know what? This makes you happy, right? Listening to us and giving you the answers to the things that you need to know about. 888-630-9625. That's how you find us here. And when we're not here, you can go to rozellcare.com. I have the pleasure of having Dr. Leonard Poe in studio today. He's going to be presenting a very interesting topic this Thursday in Ashburn at CORE 2 Cairo, and it's the office that's out in the Broadlands area. Dr. Poe is a chiropractor, applied kinesiologist, special interest in applied kinesiology and acupuncture and natural therapeutics. The program this Thursday evening at 7 p.m. out in Ashburn is going to be brain-based trauma and PTSD. What better time? And May is dedicated to military and their families, so we have a very special event. Go to CourtoCairo.com, and you can register right there. Just hit the registration button. I promise you, this is going to be an evening that you're going to learn a lot about what goes on in your head and your brain. We're talking about symptoms in any kind of brain injury that show up sometimes immediately, sometimes not for years and years later. Everything from headaches and nausea and loss of the ability to articulate speech, smell, vision, balance, even digestive functions alike. Any of these symptoms that you kind of been limping along with, we're going to teach you where they're coming from. We're going to show you the things that you need to be aware of and make sure that you have the ability to resolve these things. You know, some people come up, Dr. Poe, and they talk about vomiting. They talk about, you know, that they've lost coordination. They get these vertigo problems. Can this be a result of that?
Sure, absolutely.
So what happens with these injury patterns, and what triggers that type of reaction?
Well, whenever you get changed, I mean, the brain controls everything, right? I mean, it's the control box for all your different functions, autonomic or directed functions. So when you get changes to that chemistry, you can get changes in sensory, you can get changes in motor function, you get changes in how you act, how you perceive things. It can ultimately, depending on what part of the brain is injured, impact just about anything to do with you.
You know, the question that everybody's out there thinking about, okay, so I had these things, I've been limping along, I've been taking drugs, my physician has told me I've got to learn to live with it. Can these things be fixed?
Yes.
So just straight...
Absolutely.
So people who've struggled and so forth, it's a matter of what? It's a matter of understanding, it's a matter of what are we talking about here?
Because... It's several different things. I mean, every case is different. If you're talking about a traumatic open wound injury where you've had part of your brain destroyed or removed, you know, you can't put that piece back in. But your brain is plastic, okay? So it can – plastic in the sense that – or it has plasticity, I should say. It can relearn. It can relearn that function. But you have to have good brain health otherwise. You have to have the neurochemistry there to support it. You have to retrain some things. And if we're talking about small concussive injuries over time, or you've got some essentially brain damage in there, yeah, you have to feed the brain and give it the nutrients it needs. You've got to reprogram some of those things, redirect some of those things, but you can ultimately fix that.
Yeah, it's a very interesting process when you think back and you remember that they said the brain can't be fixed, it can't be remodeled. We know today that the brain is extremely plastic and it's fixable and it's doable. But also the reflexive pattern, the lower portion of the brainstem, the vestibular area of the brain, controls so many different functions mm-hmm. within the body automatically. And that's why when we have this irritation, this compression, these energetic pathways that no longer are working, we forget to look at simple processes. Mm-hmm. We have a ton of phone calls that are coming in, and we're going to take them when we come back after the break, and we don't want to ignore you. But this is a presentation this coming Thursday evening at the Ashburn office of Courtu Cairo, or Core Concepts Chiropractic, that is extremely timely. It's extremely important because we're starting to look at we're understanding that the body is a mechanism that is controlled by the brain. An injury that occurs to the brain, subtle or significant, is something that has to be looked at. So let's, before we go to the break, one more question. When you have something like this, let's talk about the emotional pieces. You know, why after an accident that affects the brainstem or the brain, do we have so many emotional upheavals?
Because what your emotions really are is your neurochemistry. It's different aspects, different chemicals of your brain that tell you if you're happy, if you're sad, if you're scared, if you're anxious. And when that chemistry gets disturbed because of an injury, then your emotions get disturbed and they start to change and they start to alter.
It's an amazing.
You have to change it back.
It's an amazing computer. It's the beginning of everything, and it's the end of everything that we do. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away. My guest in studio, Dr. Leonard Poe, will be your presenter this Thursday evening in Ashburn at Courtu Chiropractic. We'll tell you how to make that happen. And as always, register for this class. It's our gift to you, to the community. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening back to Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we're in studio. Call 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, your host this Thursday in Ashburn at Core Concepts Chiropractic, Dr. Leonard Poe. We're talking about brain-based injury and PTSD, something that can be managed if it's understood properly. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we go on, but I want to get to the phones. And forgive me if I mispronounce it. Am I speaking to Jean-Luc?
Yes, sir. This is Jean-Luc. Yes.
Oh, good. I did pronounce it properly. See, Dr. Poe was the one that told me how to pronounce that. He said, don't be careful to do that. Anyway.
Like Jean-Luc Picard, yes, sir. my girlfriend is 3 months pregnant, and she's throwing up every time she takes the prenatal vitamin. Also, she's been coughing. I'm afraid to give her coughing medicine.
And nor should you. How far along is she in her pregnancy?
About 3 months now.
Unfortunately, that's common, and for way too many women, it's not something that happens to, you know, the majority of women. But women go from very, very low levels of nausea to vomiting and throwing up and so forth to something that can last just for a month or two or three. Usually, by the end of the first trimester, it's over with, but many women go all the way until they deliver.
Okay.
But the thing with it is that it can be fixed, and there's a lot that can be done for that. Acupuncture is very, very powerful, very significant. There are certain herbal preparations that can be done, but you have to do them very specifically. Sometimes if the body's toxic and the liver's having a hard time processing some of these toxicities out of the system, then the energetics. But generally, it's an imbalance between estrogens and progesterones where the liver can't get rid of them fast enough. But this is something that we do all the time. Dr. Stephanie Pina in our office specializes in women who are pregnant and fertility problems and so forth. She would be an excellent resource. I would encourage you to give her a call and talk to her, and she can tell you what can be done, and you can probably get rid of this thing quickly.
All right.
Jean-Luc,
so I'll call your office?
Yes, just call our office at the Rozelle Center in Fairfax, and you can go right online and check it out and ask to talk to Dr. Stephanie Pina, but I'm sure she can be very, very helpful to you. Jean-Luc, thank you for your phone call. I appreciate it very much. That's very, unfortunately, very typical of way too many women, and particularly in today's world, we're seeing imbalances and stress patterns that come about. And it begins to show hormonal fluctuations that can't be controlled. So, you know, when a woman's pregnant, first what you see after implantation occurs is high surges of progesterone. And that allows the placenta to form, and that allows the placenta to hold its attachment tightly. But if that progesterone can't be, if you want to use the word denatured or broken down into the filtering system called the liver, then women unfortunately have these really ugly nausea cycles that can last the entirety of their pregnancy. But they can be reversed, and we do it all the time. And if we can help you with that, please do. Our number here in studio is 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, your presenter this Thursday evening at Core Concepts Chiropractic in Ashburn, May 17th, 7 p.m., Dr. Leonard Poe. We're talking about brain-based trauma and PTSD and all the things that are associated with that. Dr. Poe, welcome again, and let's get into this a little bit more. PTSD.
Yeah, so you have the brain injury that changes the chemistry. And then we get into things like PTSD. And PTSD, because we can't really see what's going on inside the brain, you can't see and measure those chemical components, it's not something we understand very well. We're still, you know, really trying to grasp all those pieces, and not everybody's the same. But, you know, our perception and how we act becomes altered because our chemistries become altered. So part of that, can you fix it? Well, what we tend to do a lot right now is try to manage it. And we throw a lot of different medications at it. But part of what you need to do at the same time. And, you know, these poor guys and gals coming back, you know, from the different wars that have been injured, that have had head injuries, and are suffering from this. It's not just, you know, the head injuries, but other people get PTSD as well. And if your brain chemistry is not good going into a situation like that, and even concussive injuries from explosions and things like that that start to alter the brain chemistry, set you up to have built-in conditioned responses to different kinds of stimuli. So I hear, you know, loud bangs and I see horrible things, and then I'm back here and I hear loud bangs again, you know, maybe a car backfire or something like that. And my body, my brain puts me back into where I was at the time of that injury, at the time that I saw something horrible. And the body responds the same way. And that's a lot of what PTSD is. So we have to go back and we have to heal the brain. We have to get the right kinds of chemistry back in there again. There are some emotional techniques that you can do to decondition responses so that every time I hear this loud bang, my physiology doesn't respond to it. There's acupuncture. There's tons and tons of things to get in there and start actually fixing it and healing it and getting that brain as healthy as possible again.
My guest in studio, Dr. Leonard Poe, he will present this topic in detail this Thursday evening, 7 p.m., and we're going to be doing this out in the Ashburn area at Core Concepts Chiropractic, and all you need to do is go online, go to core2chiro.com. That's core, the number 2, Chiro, C-H-I-R-O.com. Check it out. Register. It's our gift to you. There's absolutely no charge for the presentation. However, we do need to have a reservation so we can confirm it because we have limited spacing, and we'd love to have this presentation so it can be interactive. So let us know. Let us know that you're going to be there, and please be our guest. You know, when we're talking about PTSD and trauma, we're talking about certain areas of the brain as well that are more affected than others. We're talking about the hippocampus. We're talking about the amygdala. We're talking about the prefrontal cortex. All of these, particularly the amygdala, that is the emotional centers of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And when this stuff is injured, but it sits at the base underneath the brain. And how does that get involved? How does the traumas, these inflammatory levels get there and change this communication, if you will?
Well, you can get it for, trying not to get too technical, you can get it a couple different ways. Remember, the brain is an enclosed space. So when you get squeezing somewhere, you're going to put pressure throughout the different parts of the brain, but you can have chemical infections. You can have, you know, something as Lyme disease. You know, if you get, you know, any kind of infectious thing in the brain at all, that can certainly have an effect on it. Just depolarization down the line. When you start a chemical effect in the brain that starts to degrade those neurons, it fires to the next neuron and to the next neuron to the next neuron. So you can get this depolarization as well.
You know, it's interesting, you don't think about this. We look at our skull, this hard, rock-like substance, more rock for some of us than others. But you have this skull that's made up actually of 22 different bones, and they all have little joints, and these joints look like little saw teeth. And they're designed to move when we breathe in and we breathe out. And what they do is they help pump the spinal fluid, but we also know now that they help transport neurochemistry.
Mm-hmm.
When these skull bones lock or anything impairs the movement of the brainstem or the brain within its contents, we begin to see these. So any
sure.
kind of trauma.
Yeah, you alter the vascularization, you alter the flow of that cerebral spinal fluid, you're going to have problems.
So you have, and here's something that a lot of people, you know, don't talk about, even when they get into the area of PTSD and brain injury and brain trauma, is that you have two arteries that go through the vertebrae of the neck, the bones of the neck. And they go, one goes up one side, going to the other. They're protected. They're called the vertebral arteries. And then they come together at the base of the brain, and they're called the basilar artery because it supplies the circulation. That has a profound effect if that arterial bed is altered in some way.
That's where we worry about with strokes quite a bit.
That area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you have significant trauma to that area, that can cause that back portion of the brain, if you will,
to start choking that off. Yeah, absolutely.
So anytime that you lose a circulatory pattern, you have that injury. Speaking of strokes, we have a caller that was online and dropped off and came back on. I'm going to take him first. Mike, thank you for calling back. How can we help you, sir?
I appreciate you taking my call. I had a stroke in 2005. It was a hemorrhagic stroke. Woke up basically from a surgery blind and took about 2 weeks to start getting vision back. Slowly came back, but was ultimately left with a deficit. Took some alternative paths in terms of treatment, went and sat in a hyperbaric chamber for a number of dives. I forget how many at this point. Researched stem cells pretty much to the extent where I wasn't quite comfortable leaving the country to have something injected into the brain at that point, but I'm getting closer this point to doing it. Just trying to figure out what I can do to gain back what I lost.
Mike, let me ask you a couple quick questions. Was the stroke, the bleed, as a result of the surgery or prior to the surgery?
It was an AVM, so it was kind of a combination. When the anesthesia hit, my blood pressure went 220 over 180.
Yeah, that's pretty heavy. So it popped it. There was no relaxation, and it spiked it, so you broke the vessel. So they were trying to clean up the arterial bed because of its expansive network in there. When you had the post symptoms, tell me what you've done. You said you did some other things. What did they include?
Hyperbaric chamber. I sat in that for at least 20 or 30 one-hour sessions where they,
right.
I guess I went and a half.
Sure, increases your oxygenation to the brain tissue and so forth. It's great for a lot of things. Did you do anything else besides that?
At this point, no. I've researched stem cells quite a bit, but at that point, which was in 05 or I guess 06 and 07, just didn't feel comfortable with the technology and traveling out of the United States to have it
okay.
done. At this point, it seems like they've progressed quite a bit and are doing more with them, and I'm starting to investigate that again. But
so there's a lot of things that you can do. Stem cell is one of them, but here's what you have available without doing that. The low-energy light laser, acupuncture, cranial manipulation, any of those things will help repair the brain, and also very specific nutrient bases that would be specific for whatever happened to you. And just to mention a few, and not necessarily saying that these are things that you need to get done, but things, high levels of omega fatty acids, taurine, theanine, they all help repair the brain, and carnitine depends on what actually has taken place, but those things can get it done. You haven't stepped into that area completely yet, so there's much more. Stem cell is available in this country in many different areas. You don't necessarily have to go outside of the United States to get it done. There's a lot of anecdotal information. Most of the stem cell research initially came out of Israel and Russia, and then it went into Europe and so forth. They're doing things that we don't do here. There's infrared infusion, so it's called biophotonics. And that works too. But we're talking about, things that were damaged. And can the stem cell turn it around? Yes. But also providing the right energetic platforms, the body can also reverse itself and turn around. This is something you still have another piece to explore. What I would encourage you to do is to have a one-on-one conversation with Dr. Poe. He's out close to you. You're out in Warrenton. Ashburn's closer than our office. Talk to him about these things. We can give you some guidance. After getting a complete history, we think that, there's some other areas of avenues that you need to pursue. We're happy to at least give you our suggestions to make that take place. So I hope that's a little bit useful, but there's a lot more, Mike. But doing the hyperbaric was a great thing. It's a very useful piece of application to so many different things, including cancers and brain trauma and injuries and that sort of thing. We see I treat a lot of, the professional athletes in the Washington area, and we see a lot of head injury where there's bleeds, there's small bleeds, there's small irritations. And so subsequently, we have to use a lot of different things. But Mike, give us a call. I would encourage you to let us meet you and talk to you on this Thursday, and we can give you some one-on-one information. Number here is 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, your host this Thursday, in Ashburn at Core Concepts Chiropractic, Dr. Leonard Poe. We're talking about brain-based injury and PTSD. Let's go back and talk a little bit more about PTSD, Dr. Poe. Considering, you know, May is the month for military, and we see all these guys coming back, and everything from horrific situations causing these emotional sets, trauma, blasts, all kinds of things. How does all of this relate to what we're talking about?
So there's a couple, there's a few different ways to kind of look at it. There's the PTSD you get without, you know, a known traumatic injury that you know about. A lot of, they're doing, actually doing research. They're looking at a lot of the injury that people are getting just through training, just being around lots of gunfire, lots of explosives, you know, just through that training cycle. That kind of sets you up for that. A lot of it too is the dietary pieces. And I went to VMI. I've got a lot of, you know, my roommates went into the military. I've got a lot of buddies that are in service. I treat a lot of servicemen. And the diets are horrible. Because when you're training that much and you're out there and you're doing PT every day, if you're not gaining weight and you're staying in shape, you know, you kind of think you can eat however you want. And that's just doesn't correspond to good brain health very well. So you have this kind of frat boy diet, and then you go in and you see traumatic things or hear traumatic things or have a brain injury, and the neurochemistry in the brain has not been supported very well. You're set up for an injury.
Yeah, you graduated from Virginia Military Institute, and I remember going down to visit you one time down there, and what I saw on your mess table was not okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, you can eat like crap when you're running 5 or 6 miles every day, and you get away with it. But
for a short time,
but it does have an impact on the external, in the internal chemistry. And that's what sets a lot of these guys up to have that PTSD later on, that traumatic injury later on.
We're coming up to a break. My guest in studio, your host this Thursday in Ashburn at Core Concepts Chiropractic, Dr. Leonard Poe. Register for that class by going to core2chiro.com and make it happen. We'll see you then. We'll be right back after some very important messages.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live, as you do every Sunday at 12 noon, same time, same place, on the Eastern Seaboard. Those of you out west, you know what the math is, 3 hours earlier. And by the way, those of you who are listening to us and somehow find us through Armed Forces, communication radios, online, and so forth, thank you very much. And for our servicemen and women out there, thank you so very much for all that you do for us. This month, May, is dedicated to servicemen and women and their families. This Thursday evening, 7 p.m. at Core Concepts Chiropractic in Ashburn, we're presenting a very special program on post-traumatic brain injury and PTSD. You know, this is an area that people can be helped. It can be, you can turn things around, even from a stroke. You know, years ago we thought that the brain, once it was damaged, but we know today that so much can be done. And that's your main computer. That's what affects everything. Dr. Leonard Poe will be your host, and he will present this topic in detail. How you make that happen is you go to Core2Chiro, that's C-O-R-E, the number 2, and then Chiro, C-H-I-R-O, .com, core2chiro.com. Hit the button and register. There's an ad that's down there. It says brain-based trauma, PTSD, Thursday, May 17th at 7 p.m. Register now. Make it happen. Do it right now while you're thinking about it, and we'd love to have you there as our guest. Dr. Poe, let's get a little bit into what are you going to talk about? You know, and what can people expect really when they come Thursday evening? How are you going to get into the topic area?
Okay, so a little bit about what a TBI is and what PTSD really is and some of the neurochemical things around those. But a lot of it is what can you start to do about it too? What can you do to change that neurochemistry, support that neurochemistry? You know, you can't make yourself 100% whole again when you've had destruction of the brain. So I don't want you to think that, but if you fix the chemistry, if you get the chemistry working right again, and you embrace that neuroplasticity that brain does have, you can get your function back. It takes time and it takes some work, and you got to remove some of those roadblocks, but you got to know what to remove first. So what are some different techniques to do that? What are some of the different nutritional pieces to go with that? And how do you start fixing that and making it better? And it, remember, it doesn't have to be, you know, it's from you know, kids heading the ball. You know, I've got tons of kids that come in that, you know, have had little concussive injuries all the way up to, you know, I was in a striker that hit an IED. You know, any of those places along the way where you smacked your brain, you can go back and start to repair it.
And people don't realize this. Concussive forces can lock up the brain in many different ways. The plates of the skull will lock. They won't move. They're not going to move spinal fluid. You're going to impair the circulatory pathways. Sometimes even you get vascular beds that collapse, not even rupture, but collapse on themselves. So now you impair circulatory patterns of those areas. We see trauma. We see off-centering of all kinds of structures. This is something that can be resolved.
And it's like anything else we talk about. There's a structural piece, there's a chemical piece, and there's an emotional piece to this.
And it gets into a loop. There's a
It's a nasty snowball, and it just keeps building.
So listen, you know, it's time to stop putting up with things. It's time to make a difference in how your body can resolve issues when it can, and support it in the way it's meant to be supported, not continue to drug it so you go into a worst case scenario over a period of years. You know, I think, at least for me, I'm tired of hearing, you know, what do you expect for your age? You have to learn to live with it. Take these pills for the rest of your life. Those aren't okay axioms.
No.
These are things that need to be set aside in the realm of the dinosaur age. There's so much more that can be done.
It's managing versus fixing it.
And, you know, when you manage, you allow things to go down the tubes. When you fix something, you get your life back. And that's what we want you to have. We want to have you back at 100% functional capacity this Thursday evening at the Ashburn Office of Core Concepts Chiropractic. Go online to go to core2chiro.com, register. And then next week, we will be here again bringing you a brand new topic. We love you all. See you then. Bye.